Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. The Reverend James Krikova is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, of the affliction we experienced in Asia. For we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death. That was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will deliver us again. You also must help us by prayer, so that many will give thanks on our behalf for the blessing granted us through the prayers of many. For our boast is this, the testimony of our conscience that we have behaved in the world with simplicity and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and supremely so toward you. For we are not writing to you anything other than what you read and acknowledge, and I hope will fully acknowledge, just as you did partially acknowledge us, that on the day of our Lord Jesus you will boast of us as we will boast of you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, what a week we are having here in St. Louis. Orientation for new missionaries, visitors to the IC from as far away as India, and of course the regional directors from the four corners of the earth, meetings with the Board for International Mission, so happy to have you with us today, and now 4 days of regional operations with the regional directors and regional business managers from around the world. What a Sunday the week began with, ushered in with Jubilate Deo, Omnes Terra, shout for joy to God, all the earth, sing the glory of his name, give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds, so great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. Even Jeremiah's lament from the Sunday lesson, while touching Paul's words today a bit, in the midst of bearing the heavy load placed upon him, suffering the lonely way, biting the dust of defeat, taking a pounding, disdained by insult, affliction on every side, nevertheless, it is all wrapped up in the restoration of the joy of our salvation. He writes, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. For the Lord will not cast off, cast off forever. But though he cause grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he does not afflict from his heart or grieve the children of men. And St. John's epistle exudes with the same jubilation. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. Children like his dear Son, here and now, because we know him. And after that little while that we heard about yesterday from the gospel, when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And now this jubilation comes to a head with St. Paul's second letter to the church in Corinth. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our affliction. Father of mercies, God of comfort, comfort in affliction. These are familiar words that roll off the tongue of the Christian quite easily, sometimes perhaps too easily, because of how we use them in our everyday life. We, like love, we think we know what mercy is, at least on a human level. Our American system of jurisprudence is based on justice tempered by mercy. A guilty person may throw himself on the mercy of the court. And under certain circumstances, the judge may be merciful and show leniency. But when this happens, there will always be someone in the room who finds such a show of mercy an injustice. Where was the mercy for the victim, we hear? Even in the first article of the Creed, we say that God has made us and given us everything we need for this life purely out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy without any merit or worthiness in us. That is, we haven't deserved it. We haven't deserved such favor, not even one breath. And he still cares for us and preserves us. Is that fair? Especially when we also confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean, lost and condemned creatures. Shouldn't someone in the courtroom cry out, "Not fair"? Where is the justice for the victim? You know, those whom you have hurt, those whom you have climbed over or pushed down in the mad race for success, whatever that is. Those whom you've cheated so that you might have more. Those whom you have humiliated in order to puff yourself up. God should be merciful on that. And worst of all, what about when you offend God himself by thought, word, and deed? He should turn and have mercy on you when he himself becomes the victim of our assault? But divine mercy is something that surpasses our human shadow of mercy. In our order of confession of sins with absolution, we often include this passage from John's first epistle. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God is just in forgiving our sins. This is something that flows out of divine mercy, which is foreign to our way of thinking of mercy. God found a way to be merciful to fallen man without forsaking justice. by sending his Son into the world, becoming a man, a new Adam without sin, Christ lived the perfect life of a man, the life that we failed to live. And by his death on the cross, he paid for your sins and mine by sacrificing himself to God. He has redeemed us lost and condemned creatures, purchased and won us from all sin, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. This is why we preach Christ and him crucified. On the cross, divine justice has been met, and divine mercy attaches itself to the true comfort of the gospel, the forgiveness of sins by the merit and worthiness of Jesus Christ alone. As St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and God of all comfort, who comforts us in our affliction." Paul, in his first epistle, gave the church in Corinth something of a tongue lashing. They had strayed from the word in many and egregious ways, all taking them further and further away from the very mercy and comfort God wanted for them and still wants for all people. And they sunk deeper and deeper into themselves, looking for comfort in their own self-reliance while fleeing from God who raises the dead. But through the apostle and the pure word he preached, Corinth experienced something of a reformation, a return. So now Paul would pour it on, the comfort of the gospel. And while there are many kinds of affliction, the chief affliction is suffering for the sake of the pure gospel. But as Paul says, "For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too." And not only that, but this suffering for the full and free gospel of forgiveness of sins becomes the comfort of many as a living testimony founded on the pure word alone, as Paul reminds his beloved church, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and supremely toward you. To our veteran missionaries here today, Dennis, Martin, and Marie, we give thanks to God for you and the gracious service you have provided in the Lord's vineyard. I'm sure you've had many experiences, maybe even in Asia, as Paul, carrying forward the gospel in foreign lands, bumping up against opposition to the gospel, suffering affliction for it, and yet always comforted by it. We pray for your continued comfort in Christ as you leave the field for new endeavors as children of God. And you knew, and transitioning missionaries heading off to a new field or positions of work, we also thank God for the service you will provide to the church in mission. What awaits you will certainly bring challenges, perhaps frustrations, exasperation, even affliction for the sake of the gospel. But as you share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ, you will share abundantly in the comfort of the gospel, the forgiveness of sins, poured on through water mixed with the word, heard in preaching, received in absolution, and through the body and blood of your Lord at his table, given into your mouth and poured out for you to drink for the forgiveness of your sins. How much closer to you could Christ be? He dwells in you with all the comfort of forgiveness won on the cross, and now distributed and given to you in the means of grace. Know this, all of us, our Lord is abundantly rich in grace. You are baptized. Your sins are forgiven. Taste and see that the Lord is good. This will be your comfort as you go out into the world. Be bold in this. Always more Lutheran, never less, I always say. For this is the Christian faith. Let your boast be the testimony of the pure word and sacrament, and that in all you do, you will teach the people what they need to know of Christ. You will be a blessing to them with the mercies of God, and they will comfort you too. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit KFUO.org/chapel.